a lot of arrests take place. We witnessed a few, not a lot, but a lot of times we were in places where there was potential for overnight arrest, and we would show up, similar to the way that people here are doing the emergency response network, where they're going to show up when ICE comes to and raids some household. We would be there if there was a call, if the Palestinians who were on watch saw that there was arrest that was going to occur, they would have called us and we would have gone to the location where they wouldn't be able to go because it would have been dangerous for them. So, but I did witness some arrests, like when there was a demonstration occurring at a school that was going to be demolished. And demolitions are another one of the ways that the people are being forced out. A lot of the area of the West Bank is Area C, which actually Israel has complete control over. So Palestinians aren't allowed to build or improve their homes in Area C without a permit, and they can't get permits. So there, many of their homes are up for with demolition orders that could be demolished at any point, and oftentimes that happens in the night as well. So we were at a school that they knew was slated to be demolished. They expected it could have been in the next few days, and they actually were spending the night at the school and prepared to rebuild immediately once the school was demolished. And there was a demonstration going on. I'm not even clear why the arrests were taking place, but they were probably, some of the demonstrators, Palestinian demonstrators, were probably told they weren't supposed to be in a certain area that they were in, and then they were arrested.
Linda Sartor uses a word to describe the Palestinians that we've heard a lot in Sonoma County lately.
It's amazing to me how resilient the Palestinian people are, how steadfast and how much perseverance they have. For three generations, they've been being gradually driven out of their homes, told at times that they would get to go back, but never being able to go back. And it's still continuing. And it's no different than, in that way, it's the continuing of the driving the Palestinians out of their homes is no different than 2002 when I was there. Yet these people are showing up every Friday. Many of the towns have demonstrations every Friday, which we witness those. And there's this, and we visited a few farms where various different things are taking place. Like in one farm, it was hydroponics. So it was a way of farming with very little water, of preserving water, because that's another thing that occurs is that Israelis have taken over all of the water sources. So they're taking Palestinian water for swimming pools and lawns in the settlements and selling it back at a small amount, just enough for drinking water in some places, not enough for agriculture. And this one farm that we visited, the young farmer, it was the son of the, actually it was his grandfather who first started the farm. And his parents were out in Europe talking about BDS, boycott, divest and sanctions, which, by the way, I heard over and over again, is making a difference. So that's one way that people here can take a stand.